Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens back at practice coming up in about an hour or so. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Lamar usually speaks on Wednesdays and other selected players. So we'll have all of that for you tomorrow. Inside Access will have it coming up after the 2 o'clock hour. So stick around. But Vinny did his film breakdown of the Ravens defense. Draymond Jones made his Ravens debut. And here's John Harbaugh talking about the veteran defensive player making an early impact here.
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right and was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week. It was a factor, you know, physicality, quickness, knows how to play the game. You know, he added a good flavor to it.
I thought he played well, you know, and like Harb said, he played over the tackle, he played outside. And he's 281 pounds, so he brings a little more size to it. I love his takeoff, and he's relentless. So, I mean, he's going to keep getting better each week. He'll be better this week than he was this past week. And, you know, with their offensive line, it gives them the opportunity to have mismatches, you know, because they'll put three pass rushers on the field, and then he'll move inside and, you know, and go over the guard or the center or, you know, one of the weak links.
Yeah, because he was that guy early in his career.
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of became more of, what, the edge dude?
At Tennessee, he was outside the whole time.
So he can be a little more versatile along the D-line for Zach Orr there.
Yeah. And what he does is when he moves inside, you know, he's 280. He's not going to bull rush those guys, but he can use his quickness, and he's got a really nice spin move that it'll come out here soon.
He now got two quarterback hits.
Against the
Vikings, and we'll do the preview of the Browns. They're filmed tomorrow, and we'll do our picks, of course, on Friday. Keandre Jackson, boy, did he make his presence felt against the Minnesota Vikings, and here's Harbs giving praise.
You watch practice, you know, you're out there every day and you see how guys perform in practice. And he was bringing it, you know, he was showing us a lot of progress, a lot of development and improvement and all those things. And, you know, he's got some unique skills. He's a big, rangy, fast, explosive athlete who's certainly not afraid to throw it in there and mix it up, which he does at a high level. So, you know, I think he's a football player, you know, and he proves that. Infectious personality, high energy, and to see it show up on the field the way it has is a great thing to see. And we're, you know, he's building a resume, but you know, now the standard keeps going up for him, you know, and he's raising the bar for himself, which is awesome.
Well, you know what comes next, Bob, because he's making plays on teams. What comes next is, you know, probably playing on some on defense too.
At whose expense?
Well, if Marlon has surgery and if he's out. But the thing about it is, you know, he'll be up to play. But like T.J. Tampa didn't get any reps in the game. So if Marlon goes down, then Tampa fills in, you know, or Martin, you know, Martin's there too. But Jackson, I mean, for being an undrafted free agent, that's all. It's awesome, Bob. I don't even remember the dude at training camp, you know, and he's made a name for himself on teams. What he's done, and how do you do that? I mean, he wasn't the gunner initially, you know, and he's taken that role, and he's He's really solidified himself as a core guy on teams right now.
You mentioned TJ Tampa, who you were talking about at training camp, second year Iowa State. Why aren't we talking about him more 9 games into the season here?
Well, biggest problem, Bob, is they don't have a spot for him because Awuzie is playing well. Marlon's playing good, you know, and Wiggins is playing good. And then you brought in Gilman, too. You know, so you're playing three safe. Bob, you're playing three safeties a lot. So you're only playing two or three corners at a time. So if Marlon is down, Tampa will be playing.
It's 5881057, the Fan News from the Nest on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Talked about this earlier with Cordell and, of course, amongst ourselves and with you, the listeners. Zach Orr, hey, the Ravens defense isn't sieve-like anymore. We haven't heard a get rid of Zach Orr. He's overwhelmed in a couple of weeks. So, nope. John, what's going on with old Zach Orr here?
The biggest thing I've seen probably from Zach and all the coaches and the players has been just steadiness. You know, I haven't seen a lot of changes. I've seen steady commitment and consistency of approach, hard work. Identify issues and things that need to improve, and you try to work at them and have good drills and good meetings and good teaching sessions and players, you know, really, I think as much as anything, it's just a two-way street. You know, it's a collaboration, you know, it's a partnership in the National Football League. Coaches, players, players, you know, that team thing is what really matters. And that's really what guys have been doing. So the results have been good, but we have a big, big challenge and a bunch of big challenges in front of us.
I think one of the biggest things, Bob, number one, they got healthy. Number two, they got Gilman in and let, Kyle move down. And I think fundamentally they're a lot better. And the other thing, Bob, what do we have, a three-game stretch where they had over 30 missed tackles? Their tackling has, other than Wiggins, has, you know, improved, you know, pretty much overall much, much better. And I think fundamentally they're better, you know. And I think playing the run, you know, they still have some creases. You know, like the gash runs that they had, they're in the right spots, but like a tweak here or a tweak, you know, I turn my shoulder here, you know, to open my gap. I just miss, but they know where they're supposed to be, and it's not, you know, like they're confused. So I think the defense, just because of confidence too, and, you know, who they're playing over the next 2 weeks, the quarterback. I mean, they're playing Gabriel. And then they're playing Fields. You know, I mean, those are two teams that they should really take. Everybody else is taking advantage of them and create more turnovers.
Now, we're going to tease this for film study coming up at 12:30 when Vinny breaks down the Ravens offense against the Vikings. John Harbaugh, Nolan, was asked about the Ravens and in particular their struggles in the red zone.
Yeah, that was disappointing. You know, great field position. Appreciate the two touchdowns. You know, we got them kind of late, a little later there after the three we didn't get. But we need to be scoring touchdowns down there, and we're good enough to do it. It's a combination probably of got to keep putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important. And then you got to do things right down there and find a way to get open. Like we executed a really good play to bait, you know, on the two pointer. That was a nice little scheme against what they were doing, and it was executed well. So it kind of goes to, you know, come up with the good plays down there because it's tight quarters, and then execute them really well. Takes time and practice, get them oiled up. We can be better down there across the board.
No question about it, Bob. I think execution is what's bad down there. It's just the inconsistency. Number one, receivers got to get open. You know, that's a big part. Like Bateman got open on a two-point play. Mark Andrews got open on the touchdown. Why are they complete? Because they got open. On the other ones where Lamar's running around, he's throwing out of the end zone, they're not open. You know, and you know, that's one of the problems. The other is the offensive line at the run blocking. I mean, you know, like I keep – and we'll talk about it on field. The one drive was awesome. You know, the quarterback runs and everything else. But otherwise, it's hodgepodge. You know, there's one guy lets his guy go through, and then all of a sudden he's in the backfield and plays over. I mean, that's the problem.
5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan will come back, buy or sell. Count that midweek money. Yep. Talk about the many sports subjects of this day. Film breakdown of the Ravens offense in the win. Let's stress that. And then our heroes of the week, offense, defense, and rookies. NFL Week 10. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Another loss for the Arizona Cardinals. Not on the field, but personnel-wise. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview Week 11 with him. His Steelers struggling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit here.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Time to count some dough. Got plenty of sports subjects to get into, and we will. College football, the rankings came out last night. Got NFL Week 11, starts tomorrow night. Terps, football, basketball going on. Soccer's in the Big Ten tournament going on later on today. So we got a lot to get to. But right now, most importantly, with the holidays right around the corner, where's the dough by yourself?
All right, Bob, it says the Dow rallies 300 points to a new record. Was shut down to end Wednesday. So the Dow's up 361. It's at 289. Now it's up 365. S&P is down 6. The NASDAQ is down 153. DraftKings up 85 cents. Under Armour's up 10 cents, Bob. 454.
2 days in a row, baby. Keep it going.
All right, we'll start our sports topics here with college football. College football. Don't look now. UNC football, they won 2 straight. Beat Syracuse, they beat Stanford. Creating maybe a slight sense of hope here in Chapel Hill. Just a month ago, the narrative was that the Bill Belichick era was going to end before he could even complete his first full season as head coach. But now they need just 2 wins in their final 3 to earn bowl eligibility. Schedule the rest of the way. Wake Forest, Duke, NC State. 3 challenges for 3 different reasons. Duke in particular, they still have a shot at the conference title game, so, you know, they're playing for something. But Bob, buy or sell, the Tar Heels will pull off the full turnaround and play in a bowl game.
I'm going to buy it. And look, Stanford's no great shakes, let's be honest. Frank Reich, former Terps, the interim guy, as Andrew Luck is running things out there with the Cardinal. I mean, Syracuse, I don't know what that was all about. But, yeah, I'll give old Belichick a bowl game. He'll get to a condiment bowl. Does he like relish, mayonnaise, ketchup, wherever? But he'll get into one. So good for him.
Over to the NFL. 1 NFL coach has fallen. More are coming, just probably not in season. Maybe time to start looking at Pete Carroll's status in Vegas. An interesting hire in the first place. They thought they were getting stability, even with a lacking roster. But the results have been, well, a 2-7 record. Geno Smith at quarterback, not getting it done. Keep in mind the unique ownership group here that includes Tom Brady. Last hiring cycle, Ben Johnson was reported to be Brady's top choice. Does he try to go and get a hot name again this time around? Buy or sell, Vinny. Pete Carroll will be out of Vegas after just 1 year.
I'll sell it. I think Pete will be there for a few years. I think they understand that it's not a talented group, and he needs a quarterback. And they're playing competitive. It's not like they got blown. They showed well the other night against Denver. They're on national stage again Monday night at Dallas. So we'll see. But I think Pete will be there for a couple years.
What makes a dynasty in pro sports? There's no concrete definition other than sustained level of dominance over a short period of time. I was always led to believe that 3 titles in 5 years is kind of roughly what it would take. But it's pretty open-ended, which brings us to the Dodgers. 3 titles for them in 6 years. The asterisk, though, over the 2020 shortened season. Should we have different expectations for baseball compared to other sports? I mean, let's be honest, you know, LA, the first to go back-to-back in over 30 years, so I think that brings it into context. But buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers should be considered a dynasty.
And not only that, how many division titles in a row have they won? Something insane. In this day and age of free agency and the turnover roster-wise, you know, you have to compete. They can do it as well as anybody, if not better financially. But, you know, sustain this level of excellence every year, you know, the Dodgers are going to contend. And the personnel could change. So, based on today's standards and to your point, I mean, the Yankees are the only team that's won, like, multiple, what, four or five world championships in a row. The A's in the 70s. Won three straight. I mean, those are rare occurrences. It's not like the Celtics in the 60s or UCLA basketball with Wooden. But three titles, 5 years, double digit, I believe, consecutive division titles. Yeah, we'll dynasty them up. Where's Blake Carrington when you need him?
And how about the Ravens here? Strange season for Lamar Jackson so far. The missed times kind of deprived us of another potential historic season, but to compare some stats to what he's done the past 2 years, it might actually be even better in some areas. Looking at passer rating in particular, from 2023 to last year, went from a passer rating of 102 to 119. That 119 last year, fourth best single season mark of all time, up there with the likes of Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Well, through six starts this year, his passer rating 127. Even better in the short sample size. By yourself, Vinny, Lamar will finish the year with a higher passer rating than he did last season.
I'll buy it. I think that, you know, he's got the weapons and stuff, and I think he's calm, cool, collective right now. So I'll buy it. To me, he gets better every year anyhow.
And for those curious, the all-time best mark is held by Aaron Rodgers. He has the top two, as a matter of fact, but 122.5. was the all-time for one single season. Lamar at 127 through six. It's very interesting. We'll keep our giveaways going here on Vinny and Haney. Two more tickets today to see Iron Maiden coming to Jiffy Lube Live next September. So we're getting out in front of this well in advance.
Plan ahead.
Well, you know, you want to sell tickets, I guess. I don't know what the thought process behind that is.
Well, from where I live, Glen Burnie, to Jiffy Lube Live, I think it would take till September to get there.
Well, there's that traffic. Too. But, hey, if you're going for free, who cares, right? So, if you're going to be caller number, let's do, what do you think, five? Caller number five at 410-583-1057. You'll be today's winner, giving away a pair of these all week long.
Speaking of five, Ravens trying to pick up their fifth victory this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the offense and the win against Minnesota. We got our heroes of the week NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Question to you, the listener, however. We asked Cordell Woodland this question. Ravens sit at 4-5. They're at Cleveland, then host the Jets and Cincinnati. Before Pittsburgh comes in after Thanksgiving, what will the Ravens' record be? I say they're going to be 7-5. Do you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Agree.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan with Nolan McGraw. Vinny broke down the Ravens' defense in their win against the Minnesota Vikings. Ravens put 27 on the board against the Minnesota Ball Club on the road to win their third straight game. What went right? what's still concerning. Let's break it down. Offensive film.
All right. Offensively, the receivers, thought the receivers ran, they ran good routes. Were they open all the time? Yeah, some of the times, you know, I mean, like, he's got a choice. He's reading it, and Lamar's reading it, and, you know, Bateman's open, but Zay's also open. He's going to Zay, and that's kind of...
What's the target share? Like, incredibly one-sided?
A lot to a little, you know. But, I mean, let's talk about the tight ends. I three of them play a lot. All three of them. And Ricard. I mean, they're all... Those four guys played, I think, like 39 plays each or more. So all of them are on the field quite a bit, and I think that was a lot to handle the stunts and the blitzes and stuff. Likely, I was a little... to me, his blocking, I've never been a big fan of his blocking on, you know, when he's in line. So I don't think he does a real good job there. He gets bounced around, and Andrews is not a great inline block either. But, like, the one pass that Likely caught, I mean, you know, right before that, get out of bounds. Get out of bounds on that. And then he fumbles, you know, out of bounds. Come on, you know, play smart. I mean, the whole issue about this team's going to be the offensive line, and, I mean, that's what it always comes back to. And they struggled. And, you know, I mean, what they did a lot was they had Ricard in there a lot with Henry. And then the they were kind of in like a tight formation because Bateman was inside, you know, and Bate would have to block. One time he had to block number 15, and that wasn't good. You know, that was a bad result on that one. But the problem that the Ravens have with the offensive line is Stanley may be great on, say, plays 60 plays. 58 plays he plays great. But, you know, on the two plays – that he plays bad, the other guys are playing really good, and then that guy makes the play. I mean, that's kind of the way the offensive line has been. Voorhees, to me, makes more mistakes and kind of busts than anybody does. He's not a great athlete, and he gets off balance a lot. So, you know, he struggles in both run and pass. He gets knocked off and things. Lindenbaum, he has his five or six snaps that he stinks. And, you know, I mean, if the center's having trouble, you know, that guy's in the backfield. Falele, same with him. A lot of his, and to me, he's easy, pretty easy to read, is Falele, if you put a big hogger over him, he'll be fine. But if you're stunting from the outside and coming inside and he's got to redirect, that's where he struggles. Rosengarten kind of struggles with power. And Bob, I said it earlier in the show, they had one drive that was beautiful, that everybody was on the same page. Everybody was blocking properly, and the Ravens went bam, bam, bam. And that was the pass to Andrews for the touchdown. That was the Lamar sweep, which was beautiful, to the left side. I mean, Lamar could have walked it. I mean, he tripped over a guy that got blocked is what happened. But that drive was beautiful. That drive was like last year. You know, and that's what they're capable of doing. But for only one drive, they were capable. The next series, they're backed up. This is fourth quarter. They're backed up, and they need a first down. They go three and out. First play, they lose two. They don't block anybody. I'm like, how can you just be so perfect, and then you're punting, you know? That you're so bad on the next three plays. I mean, it's like, I don't understand it, you know? And can they be...
You're almost speechless talking about the offensive
line. Can they become
line.
Consistent doing it? And that's the thing. I don't know. They haven't, you know? But if you show for a series that you can do it, then... They got to be able to stack it. But it's the most amazing thing when you're watching. You say, damn, all right, all five linemen did a hell of a job there. Oh, Ricard, you screwed up. So the guys in the backfield. You know, I mean, that's, you know, or, you know, the tight end is supposed to block. And he lets the guy cave down inside. You know, or some of the times, Bob, like Lamar's reading him and he reads it wrong. You know, because he's reading the end. End crashes down, he pulls. And then, like, to start the game, the second play of the game, Lamar just followed Henry up into the line because he should have handed it off. And, Bob, you know what? Like, the first play of the game, we talk about Zay dropped the ball. You know who effed it up the most was? Rosengarten. Rosengarten's pass block, and he lets the guy run right around him. So he's jumping up in Lamar's face. I think what happened was, I don't think Zay saw it coming out. And Rosengarten gets beat flush on the first play of the game. I mean, that the biggest problem with the offense is just the inconsistencies of the offensive line. Because you know what? They can never get into a rhythm. You know, I mean, last year, Bob, how many times was it? Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. You know, maybe a punt, field goal, touchdown, touchdown. I mean, this
dominate
year.
Dominate time of possession.
Yeah, this stuff. Year, like, we're punting four or five times. You know, Stroud's become a Pro Bowl punter. You know, I mean, that's the biggest problem they got, Bob. I mean, just the inconsistencies of the blocking of the offensive line. And throw Ricard in there, too. Throw Ricard in there, too, and throw the tight ends in there, too, when it's the run stuff. You know, I mean, and then, Bob, they put Ricard up on the line, play tight end, and then he's pass blocking the I think it was number 15. And, you know, as a – basically he's playing a tackle spot then, you know, playing tight end. You know, you got to step back. You got to kick back with your left leg. No, he just steps with his left leg. He just steps left. And what happens? Dude runs right around him and, you know, and sacks Lamar. I mean, those are – like, the defense is starting to do the little things. That's the problem with the offense. They're not doing the little things that they need to do, like head on the wrong place. Defensively, fundamentally, they're getting better. O-line and stuff, fundamentally, no, because they keep messing up.
So the offense, you know, in spite of a poor offensive line,
yeah,
coming together just a little bit, not explosive like they were last year, nope. To Vinny's point. Cleveland's going to have an interesting defense with Jim Schwartz coming at him on Sundays, so things aren't going to be a walk in the park for that one either.
I'm guessing, Bob, it's going to be a slow start for the – I mean, if the offense starts fast and it's boom, boom, you know, it's blowout city. Then they're going to blow them out because their offense is not going to be able to move the ball much, you know. So they're going to struggle early. They're going to have – just like they did last, they had to get turnovers, you know, from the defense. So that's probably what it's going to happen again.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan will come back. Heroes of the Week, NFL Week 10. Talk about the offense, defense, and rookies as we see it. Doesn't necessarily have to be in line with the NFL's official selections. If you want to join us for this one, you can at 410-583-1057. Want to have some NFL lunch with us? You can. New starting quarterback with the Giants. We'll get into all of that. We'll preview Week 11. Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com as well. Ravens sit 5-4, or 4-5 rather, heading to Cleveland on Sunday. What's their record going to be when the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town first week of December?
Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
Well, how about a tight end? How about Trey McBride, Arizona Cardinals? Freshly paid this offseason, high-paid dude. And look, he's had good games this year, but this one topping them all in terms of yardage. 9 receptions, a 127 through the air, and a touchdown. That's now a touchdown in 4 straight games. 5 touchdowns in his last 4 games, as a matter of fact. So well-deserving of that big payday.
I've got Devon Achane from the Dolphins, 22 rushes, 174 yards, averaged 7.9 per rush, 2 touchdowns, long of 59, 6 receptions, 51 yards, average 8.5, long of 15, 6 targets. And they crushed the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, there were some worthy candidates.
Oh, no doubt.
Jonathan Taylor for the Colts.
Stafford
had 4 more touchdown passes. But I went with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Detroit Lions. 15 carries, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 3 catches for another 30 and another TD as Detroit hammered the Commanders 44-22. And Jared Goff threw 3 touchdown passes. Jameis Williams had over 100 yards receiving and a TD. So it's kind of pick a guy from that one. But Jahmyr Gibbs having a monster game, and he's a monster player for a monster offense.
Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
How about an old friend of us here in Baltimore? I say that in jest, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson actually latched on with the Bears after he left here. Not a practice squad deal, straight to the main roster. Well, he showed up the other day. 15 total tackles, 3 sacks, and a forced fumble.
Damn.
In that game. I mean, Chicago putting this out there in a tweet, a monster unleashed, I'd say so. But where the hell was this? Not just in Baltimore. I mean, he didn't really get a chance here in Baltimore, but before that with Houston.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. I think he had some issues.
He's bounced around a little.
He better not be complaining now. If he's complaining after this, I don't know what to say.
Well, once the Ravens traded for Gilman, he was knew he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
So he mutual decision to part ways, and he's been Ronnie Lott for Chicago.
Well, the D coordinator was with – they were together, I think, in New Orleans.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So so he knew, you know, if you know how to handle the guy, that's and he's handling them well. My guy is DeMarcus Lawrence, Seattle. 4 tackles, 1/2 a sack, 1 tackle for loss, 3 quarterback hits, 2 touchdowns. He returned 2 fumbles for touchdowns in the first half. In the first half. What was it, 35-0 at the half?
That was a snooze fest, Mel.
Oh, that one was a snooze fest.
And, well, and Trey McBride, you get to pat his stats in the second half because I was either going to go with Lawrence, but let's go with Will McDonald, the 4th for the Jets. 4 sacks, 5 tackles as the Jets beat the Cleveland Browns 27-20. He has 7 sacks on the season out of Iowa State.
Yep.
Will McDonald having a monster game. A little shout out to Nick Cross, University of Maryland, had 7 tackles and a sack for the Colts in their win over Atlanta as well. But 4 sacks in a game, that's a commendable achievement for anyone. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I think 2 of them were against that left tackle for the Browns. He has a beautiful spin move back inside. Mike Green, check it out.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan.
All right, how about our friend Tyler Shuck? Huh? Quarterback with New Orleans? Only a 2nd career start here.
Oh, shucks.
But you know what? Pretty damn good in that win over Carolina. 19 of 27, 282, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Not too shabby at all. So we'll see what the future holds for him. Not in the best situation, that's for sure. But maybe the start of something here. Nice win over Carolina.
Well, he's got a good receiver, a really good receiver in Chris Olave. Kamara's on the downslope.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, Tyler Shuck, man. Go ahead, Nolan. At least you got his name right.
Shuck the Oysters.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Love raw oysters.
All right. Nothing better, man.
Yeah. Oh. A little cocktail sauce on that thing.
Yeah, with a glass of wine.
Cold beer.
All right. My guy is I love this guy. I think – this guy, I mean, in the draft, you could say bust potential, none. Kind of like Hutchinson, I think. Tyler Warren, Indianapolis. 8 receptions, 99 yards, long of 24, 10 targets. But I remember one was a 4th down play. He made a nice catch, and he was covered to get the first down. But Tyler Warren, he's just a football player is what he is.
And he's a reliable weapon for Danny Dimes, yep. And they've got Pittman and Pierce, and
Taylor. Pierce, how about the plays that he makes down the field?
What's he average, like leads the league in yards per reception or
last
something?
Last year, too, he
crazy
did.
Like that. So, yeah, Tyler Warren, he's a stud. How about Travion Henderson from the New England Patriots, 2nd-round draft pick out of Ohio State, defending that. They had Judkins and Henderson in the backfield last year?
Yeah, they did.
Anyway, he had 14 carries for a 147. Finally, Vrabel decided to run. I mean, Stevenson gets a lot of the carries, but he was hurt. So Henderson got some run, no pun intended. Really went off in the second half. He got a pep talk from former Terp Stephon Diggs at halftime. Go out and be you. And he was him as they win at Tampa 14 for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns as New England wins again 28-23 over the Buccaneers. Stevenson is back at practice today, however, on a limited basis. Hey, look, Canales went with the hot hand in Carolina because they had Hubbard and Dowdle. Yep. Yeah, enough of this bleep. We're going with Dowdle's the dude, and he's, you know, earned it. We'll see, because one thing about Seattle, they got Charbonneau and they got Charbonnet Warren. And Walker. It's like, pick a guy. I mean, is Henderson going to be your guy, New England? Because they're well on their way to going to the playoffs, and right now in a pretty strong position to win the division.
Oh, no doubt.
On top of it.
Hey, so, Bob, how about that catch Diggs made for the touchdown?
Yes, he did. And hey, look. All he does is win.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
Got a correction here.
Oh, my God.
Big mistake on my part.
Oh,
giving C.J. Gardner-Johnson way too much credit.
Uh-oh.
Those were his stats since joining the Bears. But still a good week. Amending the tackles. 9 total tackles instead of 15. Still good. 2 sacks instead of 3.
Oh,
not bad. And the forced fumble was this week.
Oh.
So he still counts. But
he still deserves.
I was going to say, I mean, reading that stat line, I was like, why is nobody talking about this?
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, me and Vinny were paying attention, or we would have corrected you right out of the gate. I know he had 2 sacks last week, but it's still very impressive and still worthy, Nolan, of hero worship for Week 10. Week 11 will be starting tomorrow. If you want to get in with your heroes of the week, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. Ravens sit at 4-5 ahead of this matchup against the Browns. What's their record going to be when Pittsburgh comes to town? You're at Cleveland, 8.5-point favorites. Then you have the Jets and the Bengals on a short week, both at home. Then Pittsburgh comes in. Will the Ravens be in first place by the time the Steelers get here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.